World Cup final is set, France versus Croatia on Sunday. But before we get to that, at some point before that, the two losers are going to play each other. Alex Sixero's to my right, John Molinaro to my far right. Why do they do this other than cash grab? Well, I guess I just answered the question.
That's it, exactly. Yeah.
Don't you think that's it's stupid?
I do.
They're not going to take it seriously. They're not going to, most of their stars, if they play at all, play a few minutes.
Right.
And they'll just walk through this, and a bunch of guys you've never heard of, who never got a chance to play, will be out there, and it will prove nothing.
That's exactly it.
And we've already seen these two teams
play. All right, thanks for coming.
I mean, they played a meaningless game to end the group stage. They both had their B squads out there, and it was probably one of the worst games of the tournament. So I don't know if it'll be as bad. Hopefully not, because I'll probably still watch it. But, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but you're just a crazy soccer person.
Yes.
So now you are of Portuguese descent.
Yes.
So you are a Portugal fan.
Yes.
Molinaro, on the other hand, isn't Irish.
No.
So, and you happen to be a Juventus supporter.
Since I was five, yeah. Mm.
All right.
I can say you're a WOP because I'm a WOP.
There you go.
Fair enough, right?
Fair enough.
Well, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. But here's what I do know. That pretty boy Ronaldo, who has spent, how many years in Spain?
Nine
years.
Yeah.
Portuguese, but has played in Spain. But actually had an attachment to Juventus when he was younger.
Yes.
Is going to Juventus. Now, Molinaro, you're happy with this?
Ecstatic about this.
Now, are you ecstatic because he is a great player? Are you ecstatic because it raises the profile of the Serie A?
Because he's a great player. I don't doubt that it raises the profile of Serie A and Juventus, too, who, you know, they want to sort of expand their global brand. They're also getting, it has to be said, you know, the best player in the world, or co-best player if you're a Messi fan. Even at 33, he is still at the top of his game, and he is someone who I think will elevate Juventus from world sort of Champions League pretender to contender.
And you, on the other hand, sir, are you manic depressive?
No.
Do you, I mean, because he wasn't playing for Portugal anyway, right?
Yeah, I to be honest, I got two young kids. It's hard for me to watch a lot of soccer. Like, I didn't watch much Spanish soccer this season. I don't know how much Serie A I'll be able to watch next year. But, I mean, I don't know how much of a bargain you can say a 33-year-old is for 100 million euros. But it's a pretty significant deal for both sides. Like, it seemed like Juventus really were the only team that wanted him. I don't think another team really put a bid for him.
Why?
I don't know.
Scared because he's 33?
I don't know if Juve was the only place he really wanted to go. Like, I've seen some reports that suggest kind of like he chose them, but they had to make it work financially. Well, and this kind of seemed to step away from the way they've kind of grown their team, where it usually seems to be growing within and kind of buying players at discount. They don't really spend 100 million euros on a 33-year-old who is still one of the, probably the best, you know, penalty box goal scorer in the world. So, I mean, I think it's good business for both sides. Like, the Real president didn't really see eye to eye with him. I think Ronaldo, as we know, he needs to feel loved. Like, he's just that type of guy.
Well, he's obsessed with Messi, too, right? He's obsessed with, am I better than Messi? What's my legacy going to be? And Messi kind of did it. And if you look at Ronaldo's, if you look at his resume of the teams that he'll have played on, I mean, Manchester United, Real Madrid, and then Juventus, it's a pretty good resume.
Yeah.
Right? And what he's done, obviously, in international competition. What has he got left to prove? And the other part of it is, as you said, it's good business for both sides. You know, the Juventus stock went up when the reports that he was there like 15% or whatever. Now we got the Fiat workers saying they want to strike or whatever, but that's not a big surprise. But anyway, what does it do for the brand of Juventus globally? Because we know what it did. Real Madrid was a brand, but with him there became an uber brand, and I think the number two or three most valuable sports franchise in the world.
Right. Well, it's as much as it is, it's about what it is on the field. It's also about expanding Juventus's global reach and global branding. We're talking about Juventus. So they are, I think Forbes ranked them as like the 10th or 11th richest club in the world last year. I think now they're probably sort of move up in that echelon because this is potentially a huge profit generator with shirt sales and image rights and, you know, Champions League money. It's just massive for Juventus. This really sort of puts them in that elite sort of potential group of teams.
Now, Molinaro, I should know this.
Yes. But
several years ago, one of the Italian Serie A clubs got in trouble and had all their wins wiped out or something. Who was that?
That was Juventus. Yeah,
was Juventus.
Yeah, they were relegated to the second division. Yeah.
Right, okay. And who would be their rivals today?
Well, in Italy, they really don't have one. I mean, historically, AC? It would be AC Milan, yeah, and Inter Milan. Yeah. But those two teams have really kind of fallen sort of off in recent years.
Why? Just performance-wise?
Performance-wise, mismanagement, and Juventus has just been so incredibly on a hot streak. They've won the last seven consecutive Italian championships, and they've reached two Champions League finals in 4 years, so they've just been on a tear.
And that this is, to me, it seems like this is mostly about the Champions League, isn't it?
It's entirely about the Champions League, yeah. You don't sign a player like Cristiano Ronaldo for the money involved just to win Serie A. They want to win the Champions League. They haven't done that since 1996, so they want to sort of be sort of crash through that sort of glass ceiling in Europe.
And the allure with him is that, yes, he's 33, but he could still have five tremendous years left.
Like,
he's just such
shape.
A freak. You don't know. Maybe he's got two amazing years with two on top of that. But
risky, though.
You can see why they would take the gamble.
Real Madrid now has got a whack of dough, and they're not going to sit on it. They're going to spend it, right?
Absolutely.
They got to go get somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who are they
going
to get?
It's a very good question. I don't know.
All the names are kind of taken, right? I mean, Wayne Rooney's gone to MLS.
What about Harry Kane, Harry Kane?
Harry Kane just signed with Spurs, and don't you even say that in jest.
Yeah, but contracts in soccer are really worth the paper they're printed on. So
are they printed on paper?
Well, why wouldn't you want Harry Kane?
I think they would.
If you're going to replace...
He scored a whack of goals in the Premier League the last 2 years, and he scored six in this World Cup. Yeah.
He's a name. I think Eden Hazard, the Belgian sort of playmaker, is another one. Kylian Mbappe, the French teenager who scored earlier in the tournament.
Does he play? He plays at...
plays for PSG.
Yeah, PSG. Yeah. And they have some issues, right?
They do.
But they got money.
They have got money
as well.
Tons
of money.
Yeah, they have money.
Remember,
but I mean...
We looked up the owners once, remember? It was a Dubai company. We're like, okay. They got money.
Yeah.
Like, you need a goal scorer. I mean, Hazard's great, and Mbappe's good to be great, but... Ronaldo scored 450
Ridiculous.
Goals in 9 years. So I think of all the guys they can look at, I think Harry Kane makes the most sense.
They might lose Gareth Bale, though, too, right?
Which would be fine. I mean, they got a bunch of young Spanish kids that. But if you need a goal scorer, you lose Ronaldo, you need a goal scorer. I think Harry Kane right now is probably at the top of their list.
Bale was a Spurs guy, too, wasn't he?
He was.
Mm-hmm. What the hell's going on?
I'm taking your guys.
Don't take my guys. All right, we got 30 seconds. Who do you like, or do you like anybody? France, Croatia. You got to like France, don't you?
You know what? I actually like Croatia.
You do, huh?
Yeah, I just think because you look at their last three games, they've trailed and they've come back. And I just think there's a resilience to them that they just can't seem to kill them off. So I really like their chances against France.
See, I think that's going to bite them in the butt. I think they're finally going to run
out
of gas. Yeah. I mean, England for 45 minutes. I don't know what happened
clearly
in the second
the best
half.
Team. They went to sleep.
I mean, inexperience was a huge reason that Croatia was able to come back and then score an extra time. So France, I mean, they slowly kind of came into the tournament, and Mbappe's been amazing, and Giroud's been really good. So I think...
We haven't seen the best of them, I don't think.
Yeah, I think they're going to win, maybe 2-0.
Boys, thank you for coming in. Enjoy the weekend, and then get ready, because... What are we, 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks away from Premier League?
3 weeks.
Starts?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous, isn't it? John Molinaro, Alex Sixero in studio.